This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live.
We talk live.
Yes, it is, and you can join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Still to come here, I know we've got more to say on this lady, Kim Davis, the Rowan County clerk, who there's headlines all over about her going to jail for disobeying a judge's order, and there are a lot of people who are protesting from various different sides outside of the courthouse in this particular case. So we've got more to say on that. Plus, Campbell's going to tell us about a cop who falsified an attack on him.
It was shocking. A police officer lied. Can you believe it?
I know. Yeah. I just, wow.
It was a kind of a different style of lie from a police officer. A lot of cases, they're lying about the people they're going after. In this case, he just made up a story, and now he might be getting in trouble for it. We'll get to that, but your calls come first. So let's go to the phones and your thoughts. Back to John in Minnesota. Now, John, you had told us a moment ago that you, when you graduated high school, you could not read.
I didn't graduate. I quit the day I turned 18.
Oh, okay. So as soon as you were legally able, you left the high school.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was working out so well for you.
Yeah. I didn't like sitting all day. But the thing is, getting a job, I had a few different jobs, but then I went into sales after I got out of the service. And that job, they didn't care if you could read or not. And if you could go out and give a demonstration, and it was straight commission, and you got paid. And so I did that, and then eventually...
What were you selling? I'm just curious. Vacuum cleaners? Yeah. Knives?
No, I was a panhandler. I sold pans. Pans, cookware for...
Oh!
Like, wait a second. That doesn't sound like a sales job at all.
Yeah, I know. Salesmen joke a lot. But anyway, yeah, I was selling cookware in China and stuff, and I'd always catch the single girl working... Because I'd go around all day long in offices and banks and every place where somebody was working and ask for the single girls and get their name and address and phone number. And then at night I'd show them with their parents. And so the parents would see it. And sometimes the parents would buy a set too.
And, so the parents were basically, you know, motivated to help their kid out. So they'd buy them a nice set of pans.
Yeah. The girl paid for it herself.
Oh,
but then the parents would buy a set as well.
I see. You were pitching them both at the same time. You know, sales, but how would you fill out the forms if you couldn't read? I mean, normally with sales, you got to, like, fill out an order form or something like that.
That's where the funny part would come in. I'd have them, I'd say, now I want to make sure you can understand this, so read it out loud so everybody can hear it, and then I'd follow along.
Wow. I learned
how to read. And then I worked.
So you learned how to read by working a sales job and asking your customers to read the sales form for you?
Yeah. And then later on,
the story.
I got into a selling education, so I had to hire and train salesmen because they put me as a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy says, how far did you go in school? I said, well, I dropped out as soon as I could. He says, hey, I've been 4 or 5 years of college and university, and I'm going to work for you.
That's right, buddy.
You're working for yourself, and you're a straight commission. And he says, well, I can't do it. And I says, well, have fun. Go somewhere else.
Get lost.
Yeah.
You know, this is the economy of the future, is that, like, your mark of intelligence is that you dropped out of school. They're like, oh, you figured out this was a scam at such a young age. You must be a bright young lad, you know. And it just goes to tell you how terrible the education system is, that this guy, you know, made it through school up until 18 years old, didn't learn how to read, and then he figured it out by having people read sales forms, right? I mean,
incredible.
You know, he's obviously capable of it's not a lack of brain power that the guy can't figure out how to read. It's a problem of the education system is literally that bad that they're shuffling him through grades, and all he had to do is have this form read out.
John, great story, man.
Learning how to deal with people, that's a skill that is very lacking in our nation.
Absolutely. You're certainly not learning that in public school.
No, you learn how to fight with people there. Hey, thanks, John. I appreciate hearing from you tonight here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and he brings up a good point. When you're in the marketplace, you have the incentive to learn how to deal with people, right?
Absolutely. Like, otherwise, you don't get paid.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't satisfy those customers, you're done.
Right. And then, and in the public school system, you get marks on a piece of paper at the end of the you know, marking period or whatever.
If you're lucky, you get stickers, but yeah.
Sticker. You're going to get a scratching sticker.
Well, Johnny.
Good job, Johnny.
I know guys who graduated high school. Ward Melville High School in Suffolk County, Long Island was considered like an actually pretty good school, okay? And I know guys who graduated Ward Melville High School who to this day cannot read. And that is a really terrible mark on our education system. And me personally, I like before I got into drugs and stopped going, like, I actually did pretty good in school. I actually, I left high school early to go to college early, and then I ended up dropping out of college. But, like, without all of that educational paperwork nonsense, you know, I managed to build up a halfway decent career for myself. Yeah. I think I said that on the break, right? That was not something I did.
I think I
say this on the air already?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dick in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, Chris, for being so smart, you said that twice.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. See, I'm a dummy now, just a radio host.
Yeah, you're a dummy now. Yeah, but it's okay, I'm a dick, so don't worry about it. but let's keep it clean tonight, Chris. I know you have Tony sometimes. Anyway, I wanted to call and talk to mainly ask Ian, but I'm curious what Danica and Chris think as well. Your opinion of Rand Paul. And I've been meaning to call for a while on asking this because I really respect your stance. I've heard you talk about them. And
I was going to say, if you've listened to the show for more than a month, there's usually somebody that calls in about Rand Paul, and I'm more than happy to give
it's
my...
It's still early in September. We met our one Rand Paul
note on
here.
So let's start with I don't know if you were going somewhere else, but let's just start with addressing your first question here. Danica, do you want to weigh in? Rand Paul.
I don't really have an opinion about Rand Paul. Not really.
So you're not going to go vote for him then, presumably?
No.
Okay.
If I have nothing better to do on primary day, I will go and check a box. Actually, as a matter of fact, between Molyneux and Woods, I'm starting to entertain the Donald Trump thing.
I heard last night on Free Talk Live, they had the issue where Donald Trump apparently has completely sold out now to the Republicans. You remember the debate?
Oh, really?
The only good thing I could say about Donald Trump, and I gave him credit for this on the air on more than one occasion, was that during the Republican debate, they asked the question of which of you will pledge, or which of you pledges to, well, I don't know what the exact question was, but essentially,
you will pledge to endorse the Republican nominee no matter who he is, that you will not run as an independent.
Yeah, or, you know, will you refuse to run as an independent? And he was the only one who refused to endorse whoever the nominee would be, and
right.
he refused to say he would not run as an independent. And I thought, you know, he deserved credit for being the sort of the lone wolf up there willing to buck the system. Well, now apparently the news is he has signed some sort of agreement with the Republican Party to where, yes, in point of fact, he will be endorsing whoever their nominee is, and no, he will not run an independent campaign.
And thank God for that, because absent that, we would be seeing a Hillary Clinton presidency in 2016, and I'm not going to tolerate that.
You really think 8 years of having a Democrat in the office that we're still going to continue with the Democrat line?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely possible. If you had a Donald Trump running as an independent candidate, he would absolutely pull enough votes away from the Republican candidate to hand that election to the Democrats. And I suspected that might have been exactly what he was planning to do, because he's given an awful lot of money to Democrats over the years.
And maybe he'll break his promise and run as an independent anyway.
That possibility certainly exists.
But, you know, I saw that as a real, lame thing for him to do after looking so independent on the stage a little while back. So I got nothing nice to say about Donald Trump now at this point. And regarding Rand Paul, I'm not impressed. He's not anything like his father, as far as I'm concerned. The best thing I can say about Rand Paul is he's better than the rest of them. So, you know, as far as lesser evils are concerned, he seems to be the lesser evil on the Republican ticket. but I'm not going to change my party to vote for him. I'm a registered Democrat here, and I intend.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Excuse me. I intend to vote for Furman Supreme.
You can
Supreme.
Also change at the drop of a hat if you choose.
Yeah,
that's
can't believe I'm in a studio with a registered Democrat. Lunatic.
Dick, stand by. Stay rigid. We'll be on with more.
I see you there,
Dick. More Dick in moments on Free Talk Live.
No shortage of it here, folks.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You're welcome to share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. If you care about your privacy when you're on the Internet, you need ProXPN. It is a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data before it gets to your Internet service provider, so your ISP will no longer be able to sell your data to other companies. They won't be able to mine it for their own purposes or give it over to the government because they won't have it. They'll have a bunch of encrypted data, and that's useless to them. ProXPN does it right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well. You can start now for free, but ultimately you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account. And when you do that, use code FTL50. You'll save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account. When you buy an annual account with that code FTL50, it can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Just go to proxpn.com and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. We've got Dick on the line in Alabama. And Dick, you called in to ask about the show host's opinions on Rand Paul. And the overall impression that I got from the studio is not impressed.
Well, I'm in Alaska, not Alabama, but my real question was why would you choose Vermin Supreme if you're, because I understand like Chris's perspective, why bother even going to the polls? I can understand how it could be a completely pointless thing to do, but if you're gonna make the effort to go out and vote, why would you choose Vermin Supreme instead of Rand Paul? What would be your motivations? Because those are the two people who I would consider voting for in this primary or this election. And, you know, I've sided on Rand Paul, but I see your side, and I'm just, you know, trying to understand a little better.
Sure. So why choose Vermin Supreme, who is essentially a kind of a protest candidate? He's a very small-time guy. He's ran actually for the Republican and the Democrat tickets as president in the past. So I think he's probably going to run as a Democrat this year, but I don't even know if that really has been announced.
Bipartisan support.
Yeah, well, Vermin's that. He's just, you know, he's hard to really pigeonhole into one category or the other. But Vermin Supreme, of course, is the politician who wears a boot on his head, for those who may be unfamiliar.
And promises free ponies.
That's among other things, yes. Free ponies for everybody. Mandatory teeth brushing law he wants to pass. He's got all kinds of silly things that he says. Essentially, it's a comedy act, and it's a brilliant one. We've actually had him on the show a number of times, and I'm sure we'll have him back before the election. So why Vermin Supreme? Well, because it's fun to troll the system. I mean, that's ultimately why, because there's no real point in voting on a national level anyway. So if you're going to do it, then you might as well just have a little bit of fun with it. And it's fun to vote for Vermin Supreme.
I can see that. And but the other night, someone called in and tried to give a principled argument for not voting in general, and both you and Mark seem to be kind of against the idea of just not voting as a principled argument. And
yeah, there's no principled reason to not vote, and that's what Mark, I think, had pointed out. But Mark did agree that there was no point in voting at the federal level. But here in New Hampshire, you know, you can win an office by one vote here, so your vote really can make a difference on a local level.
I would go ahead and disagree with your premise on both angles. I think that somebody could make the case that, you know, there's a principled reason to not vote, not to endorse the system. It's just that, you know, practically, right, when we're starting to try to actually deal with the issues at hand, let's just go deal with the issues at hand, right? And I would also say while your vote is obviously greatly diluted in a federal election, particularly in the case of President of the United mm-hmm. States, this is serious business, Ian.
It
is serious business. We are dealing with people. This country.
It's not that serious. You said you probably wouldn't even be bothering to vote for Rand Paul.
If I have nothing better to do on Election Day, I will go and I will do it. And what I was actually
saying.
That doesn't
sound too serious to me.
Well, but hang on a second. So, there's. Anyway.
Serious business.
It's serious business. I do not like the idea of just going throwing a joke candidate. Like, we're dealing with a situation where, you know, you could have a situation where it's Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton
That's probably what you'll end up with.
You could have Donald Trump versus Bernie Sanders. I mean, the way...
That would be more entertaining. I got to hand it.
It would certainly be very entertaining, but it's just spelling out how polarized this country is right now. It's the worst I've ever seen it,
is
right?
It? Yeah, some people always say that every four. It's like, it's the most important election ever.
I don't know that it's, I'm not saying whether it's the most important or not. I'm saying it's the most polarized I've ever seen politics in America. That you're looking at a very real situation of you could have Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump, right?
Crazy.
Like, how much crazier could an election cycle be than that? Now,
look, dude,
people do say this every 4 years. They say it's the most crazy, it's the most important, blah, blah, blah. That's because the stakes keep on getting higher, right? The stakes keep on getting higher. You have a situation where it's Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. These men will take the country in fundamentally different directions. It's not like when you had Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama, right? These guys were really, they tried to make themselves look very different, but they were very, very, very much the same.
I see what you're saying.
Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump.
Right, that he's got the socialist versus the, what would you call it?
Fascist? I don't know.
I go so far as to say that Donald Trump conjures in the minds of the citizenry the epitome of capitalism, but of course that's nonsense because he's been paying Democrats for political favors for his entire career. But yes, he's the crony capitalist, you know, propaganda king. And, but, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, one of the things that really made me think twice about Donald Trump though, and I just wrote an article bashing Donald Trump on my website a few days ago, and all
ChristopherCantwell.com.
Yeah, exactly, and people were calling me a cuckold for doing it. But but the thing is, what Molyneux actually made me think about, he's like, the president is not going to fundamentally do anything to better our lives, but what Donald Trump can do is make people hate the media, and he is so good at that. I mean, he's just like, he just goes and trolls Megyn Kelly on Twitter, and all of a sudden my news feed is full of, you know, just Donald Trump is making fun of Megyn Kelly on Twitter. It's like, this is amazing, you know? Dick?
So, I think that the reason I'm going to vote for Rand Paul is not because I have an expectation for him to win. Like you guys are saying, it's probably going to be someone like, I don't think it's going to be Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders, but it's going to be Bush and Clinton. I'm almost 100% sure of that, and it's probably going to be Clinton.
Who knows?
I mean,
so what's your reason for Rand Paul?
Let's just take into consideration that we could vote for Vermin Supreme and he's going to lose, or we could vote for Rand Paul and he's going to lose. If we vote for Vermin Supreme and he got some amount of vote where he got some national attention and people said, man, people are voting for this guy with a boot on his head. What the hell are these people thinking? I don't think much good comes from that except, a bunch of people that really don't
care. What good's going to come from Rand Paul getting 2%?
Well, I think Ron Paul getting a small percentage of the vote really brought a lot of people to the Liberty community.
It wasn't because Ron Paul got votes is why people joined the Liberty community. I don't know if you were around in 2008 and 2012. It was Ron Paul's campaign. It was his appearance in the the debates where he actually got to talk about liberty and, you know, principle and talk to Republicans about legalizing heroin and get, you know, a standing ovation or whatever. At the very least, he got applause, a lot of it, to see those things happen was one of the reasons why I got behind his campaign financially. I mean, nobody pays attention to the votes and says, oh, wow, Ron Paul got 8%. I should look him up. No. Anybody who was looking up Ron Paul looked him up because they heard him say something before the vote. Dick, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. But, you know, I'm not trying to tell you not to go vote for Rand Paul. By all means, if you want to go vote for Rand Paul, go vote for Rand
Paul.
He's
got the best policies on a Republican stage.
Don't act like it's going to make a difference. 855, 453. I think I heard he was polling at 1% in New Hampshire.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number tonight for you to bring up anything you want to discuss is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
And also, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. And if you like to buy things at Amazon, well, you can do that and save big time when you use saveatpurse.com. How about saving 20%? How about 25%? How about 29%? Maybe even more. I've saved 29%. I think my highest actually was 30, but I don't remember what it was on. These headphones I'm wearing, I saved 29% off the Amazon price, which was already a pretty good price.
How did you do that, Ian?
By going to saveatpurse.com.
Wow.
And getting started there. Now, the trick is, there's a catch. The catch is, you got to spend Bitcoin. You can't just use your credit card or whatever to do this.
That's not a catch, that's a feature.
It really is. In fact, it's a feature of Bitcoin. This is a good reason to go and get Bitcoin.
Absolutely.
Because if you have Bitcoin, then you can get 20% off. That's the average on anything on, pretty much almost anything on Amazon. I think that there are certain things by third-party vendors on Amazon that you can't use Purse for, so I'm not sure exactly what those rules are, but if it's an Amazon Prime item or free Super Saver shipping item, you can absolutely get that 20% off solid, easy.
Just by spending Bitcoin, huh?
Exactly. Save at purse.com. as we continue.
And I've heard getting Bitcoin is like really easy. I mean, you could just go to like expresscoin.com and they've got Litecoin, Dogecoin, Darkcoin.
Yeah. And we'll tell you more about ExpressCoin here in a little bit because it's super great. All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. If you got more on Rand Paul or whatever, that's fine too. Let's go to Andy in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how are you doing, sir? I've called you before. I really appreciate your show. You guys raise some serious issues that need to be talked about.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Go ahead with your thoughts, Andy.
Okay, well, the first thing, I got like 3 points. Is that okay?
I don't know. It depends on how long the first one takes.
Let's work on the first one and see how you do.
It doesn't matter who you elect. You're going to still get a cabal.
That's true.
You're just going to get some puppet. It doesn't matter. Even if it's Rand Paul, if they don't like what he's doing, they'll just kill him. It doesn't matter.
It matters, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it matters. Do you really think the rhetoric that comes out of the presidency of the United States changes public opinion? Okay, even
you
if the policy doesn't
right.
change,
I'm you 100%,
think for one second about what it's going to do to feminism and academia.
Exactly.
If you've got Hillary Clinton up there talking about gender pay gaps, the patriarchy and rape culture, what that's going to do, the relationships between men and women in this country alone, before she raises a single tax or wages a single war.
But as far as policy goes, it's BS. So anyway, moving on to the second point, this lady who refused to give marriage license to gay people, as far as that goes, you know, you got this 10th Amendment thing that says the state could stand behind her if they wanted to. But the states are all sold and bought and paid for by this entire cabal that's running the country. Now, having said that, you guys obviously knew this. My main event was abortion. I think we all should have been aborted. And the reason why I think we all should have been aborted is because none of us have cojones to stand up to these people. We just talk about it and we go around.
When you say these people, you mean the cabal that you were talking about?
Well, as far as the abortion thing goes, I think everybody should have been aborted because we're
no, I heard you say that. I'm asking you,
Dave in New York.
I heard you say that. I'm asking for clarification. When you said stand up to these people, you said none of us are willing to stand up to these people.
By these people, you
mean who?
What? Our federal government. Our cabal in charge.
Define stand up.
Stand up. We need to go hang these people from light posts in Washington, D.C. These people are crazy.
Chris is apparently ready to sign up for this. I'm not interested in using violence to solve my problems with these politicians.
What are you going to do
about it? I mean, how many people would you need to go hang a politician from a light pole?
I don't know exactly how many people I would need, but I'll tell you what, these guys are taking us in a direction in which...
Well, let's see. You'd probably run up against... Let's get a little realistic here. You'd probably run up against the D.C. police, maybe even some military members who might, you know...
You're going to definitely run into a conflict with the military once congressmen start swinging from trees, okay?
Yeah, but, well, I'm a military member, so no, I'm not worried about running up against the military.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you'll get worried about it once you hang a congressman, okay? But let me tell you something now. Look, I've done the math on this, sir. You're trying to figure out how many people you need, and I'm going to tell you, okay?
Chris has thought long and hard on this one.
The people who are employed...
This is good.
Well, let's listen to Chris now.
Once we had Dick on the phone, I just had to think long and hard. Now, the number of people who are employed to do violence on behalf of the state, that includes law enforcement, military, both state, local, and federal, okay? That as a percentage of the population, is 0.6% of the population, okay? It's a very, very small number of people, okay? So people have talked about, like, you know, the first American Revolution, people talk about, like, 3% or something like 3%. Of the population fought on the side of the revolutionaries.
7%.
But you could do it. I mean, literally, you get 0.6% of the population on your side, and literally, you could go wipe them all out in one fell swoop with revolvers. I mean, just one in the back of everybody's head, and it's over. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make one single solitary bit of difference what a congressman says when there's nobody willing to go out and arrest the people who defy his will.
Yeah.
So you can, with a very small number of people, violently overthrow a government. And I'll tell you something, that ought to scare the life out of all of us, whether you're a liberal, Libertarian, a Democrat, a Republican, a Communist.
Because anyone could do it.
Because anybody can do it.
One of those.
Well, I'm saying anybody, any group of fanatics can turn around and violently overthrow this government in the blink of an eye. And we do not live in a society where people are willing to stand up to whatever force comes in and does that, right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
What I'm talking about.
You don't know where it's going to go after that. Like, you know, you do this killing thing that you're talking about here. Andy, hang on a sec. So you go and you kill a congressman or five or ten or whatever, or, you know, try to kill cops, then what you're going to see happen is somebody else who's even more violent and dangerous is going to step in and try to come after you.
Right, because you don't live in a place where people have been raised in a culture of resistance. People are taught to roll over and just expose their bellies and be taken. And that's the problem that we live in.
No cojones.
Exactly. And I don't disagree with your assessment, sir, that people who are unwilling to stand up and stop this really haven't earned the right to live in the first place.
But the thing is, one of my biggest objections to this, besides the fact that I'm just against using violence as a means to an end, is that what you've got here is that there's the people who advocate violence and who think about these things.
And I'm not advocating violence.
Hold on, Andy. The people who...
You were talking about hanging congressmen. Yeah, that's advocating
that's pretty
violence.
Violent. The people who advocate these things are almost never willing to actually engage in any other kind of resistance. They're not willing to not pay their taxes. Thank you, Andy, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. We can't have a conversation. We're just going to talk over top of each other. But I appreciate the call. A lot of these people who are like, oh, tough talk. I'm going to kill this and that. Blah, blah. Okay, well, have you stopped paying taxes? No, I'm still paying all my taxes. Well, what they want to happen is like this big revolution with all these people joining up and, you know, murdering or hanging or whatever. But these are the same people they can't even convince to not pay taxes. I mean, these guys aren't even willing to put anything on the line. Yet we're supposed to believe they're going to go out and commit violence? It's just not going to happen.
No, here's the other side of that coin, though, okay? And there was a great thing. I forget exactly who wrote it on Liberty.me, actually. And somebody had written Varys's Riddle. You didn't watch Game of Thrones, right?
I watched two episodes.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah, I'm all caught up.
Okay, you might remember Varys. He's like this this political figure in Game of Thrones, and he says he's got this riddle for Tyrion Lannister, the dwarf on the show. And he says, okay, you've got three great men in a room. You've got a priest, a rich man, and a king. And between them is a common sellsword, just a, you know, an assassin. Mm-hmm. And all three men bid the sellsword to kill the other two, right?
Okay.
So it's a question of where does the power lie, right? You've got the priest, you've got the rich man, you've got the king. Who is the sellsword going to obey?
Whoever's got the money.
It would be the rich man then. But the idea being, it's the power lies where people believe it lies, okay? People do things based on what they expect others to do. So if you think everybody's going to stop paying their taxes, of course it makes sense to stop paying your taxes. If you think people are going to join you in a revolution, then yeah, fight a revolution. But if you think you're going to be the lone man who does it, there's no point.
No, not everyone is going to fight. Not everyone
is going to... A large enough number to make the difference. Yeah,
probably not. 855-453. We can't barely find people to move to New Hampshire.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from patriotnecklace.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may join us on the radio waves here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or call Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, Ian here.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get interactive over there on Free Talk Live's website. And if you support this show, you like what we're doing here on the air 7 nights a week, spreading the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible, we've got a little program called the AMP program. You can sign up for $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can do Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You get perks, of course, little bonuses like access to the AMP-only call-in lines.
T-shirts.
T-shirts?
Yeah.
Is there a t-shirt giveaway?
There was once a t-shirt giveaway.
Oh, there have been. At this moment, there are not any t-shirt. I thought you were announcing something, Danica.
No. It's just like okay. There have been t-shirts, and yes, there might be t-shirts in the future.
At some point, amplifiers are given special options like that, yes. But the stuff that absolutely is available to you right now includes the Amp Only Forum, the Amp Only Podcast, as well as the Amp Only Facebook group, which is a really cool group. Cantwell's in there, as a matter of fact.
I
sure
am
in there as well. Okay, good. Cantwell talks more than you do, so I notice him more.
I made a post about the gift cards.
He does.
He likes to pick fights. I don't usually pick fights.
I get mentioned, more frequently than certain other hosts in there, because every once in a while somebody feels compelled to say, like, why are you kicking out there? He's awful.
There hasn't been a whole lot of that since we brought you back. There was a couple.
I've
people
certainly who, seen less of it because I blocked half the ampers.
There were a few people
overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, I think it was mostly positive. There were a couple people who pulled their support, but overall, lots of comments of welcome back, Cantwell, and glad to have you back. I think most people are welcoming and forgiving and that kind of thing.
So, good group of people, the AMP folks.
They are good. And thank you guys for amping the show. And if you aren't yet doing so, please consider it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the program there and how we're spending the money as well. That's a big question, right? Like, what do you do with these $5 a month? Well, there are a few different things. We're doing advertising to talk radio stations to get Free Talk Live on the air. It provides money to do outreach directly to those stations, literally call them on a regular basis. We do we go to industry conventions. We go to New York City once a year for the Talkers convention that they have there, where we schmooze it with the radio bigwigs. You can make all that possible for us, so please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It also helps us get the satellite signal on in more places around the globe. So once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, short of donating to me, it's the best way that you can spend your money, folks. Free Talk Live, what is it? 150 plus broadcast stations across the United States. Who else is doing that?
No one.
Nobody is doing that. So all of this other stuff, I mean, I was amping before I came back to New Hampshire.
Thank you.
I was amping when I was in New York. It's not because I'm a host that I ended up in that group. I am because
put you in there anyway.
It's a good use of the resources, ladies and gentlemen.
I think you're the only host who actually amps the show, which is it's not a requirement. I mean, to
I amp the show. What
are you
doing?
Oh, you do? Okay.
Ian, seriously.
I don't know who all of the amplifiers are personally.
I'm hurt.
I'm sorry about
totally
that.
Totally hurt.
So amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue here. We do have Eddie Free on the line calling from Texas. He's on Skype. Hello, Eddie Free.
Eddie.
Hey, guys. Hey, Chris. How are you guys?
Good to talk to you, pal. It's been a minute.
Yeah. Hey, listen. So, you know, you guys are talking about rights being trampled, and that just happened here Tuesday. Here in Texas, September 1st is opening day on dove hunting.
Okay.
And it's a big tradition here. You know, a lot of people know about it, and it's really popular, and it's kind of a social event. You know, family members and friends all get together, and they hunt dove for the afternoon, and when they're done, they, you know, hang out and drink a few beers. And, well, these guys, there were six guys that were hunting, dove hunting on private property next to an Air Force base outside of San Angelo. And the Air Force base, it's protected by a security gate. And, their military police rolled up on these guys, held them at gunpoint, held them for 30 minutes or so, spread eagle on the ground. Two of them were on asphalt in 100-degree weather.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
One of them was forced to lay in a bed of ants wasn't allowed to move.
That's medieval, man.
The base commander said that they were perceived as a threat.
Just because they were shooting on private property that happened to be adjacent to a military base?
Correct.
And shooting in the air. Like, it's obviously awful, and I, you know, have no sympathy for the military, but at the same time, I'm saying to myself, we're shooting guns in the air.
That's
at an
dangerous,
Air Force
right?
base. Like, I'm not, like, you're lucky that it was some military police rolled up and, you know, pointed guns at you and not, like, airstrikes. I'm thinking, right? Like, I'm being fired upon.
I can understand that, but this is something that they do every year. I mean, it was even the property owner was with them.
Now, what would stop, in theory, you know, nothing would stop the shots from going into the military base if they were pointing the wrong direction, right? Like, what?
Yeah, but it's like a shot. It would be like shooting powder by the time it gets out, you know, 50 yards, 70 yards.
Oh, really?
I mean,
so it's not going to fall on somebody from hundreds of feet in the air and, like, put a hole through their head?
They're shooting birdshot into the air, right? So it's like...
Yeah, I've been peppered with birdshot. It's just, you know, it stings a little bit, but, you know, I was fairly close. But it loses all of its force very quickly.
Yeah, if you put like a 38 in the air, it's going to come down with the same velocity that it went up with, right? Like, you've heard stories about this from time to time, like a bullet comes and hits somebody from out of nowhere.
Yeah, horrifying.
Yeah. What he's describing is that the type of ammunition that they're using to shoot doves is not going to have that effect. It's going to be little tiny particles of metal.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. All right, well, thanks for clearing that up. I've never gone hunting before, so I don't know all the ins and outs of the different kinds of bullets that you're using. So what's going to happen as a result of this? Can you even sue the military for doing something like that? How do you respond to that?
it's going to be up to the property owner, I guess, and the guys that were involved in it. The article that I read it in, it didn't say anything else about it. But
what did they do to them? I mean, after they forced them to lay on the ground for a long period of time and held them at gunpoint, did they just decide, okay, you can go now, or did they take their guns from them, or what happened?
They let them go, and in fact, the property owner and the hunters, they called the police, and they called the game warden, and they called Texas Parks and Wildlife, and they came out there, and, you know, just to make sure that, hey, what we're doing is lawful, isn't it? And it completely was. I mean, it's private property.
Okay, so this is a thing. They're not even there to enforce laws. They're just like, hey, we perceive you as a threat, so we're going to give you a hard time.
Exactly. That's all it was. And, I mean, they're opening themselves up for lawsuit if they can do it. I mean, if they can sue, their rights were absolutely violated.
Yeah, I hope the property owner pursues something against them. It'll be an interesting story to follow if he does.
I'll follow up with you guys as soon as I hear something.
Yeah, please do. Eddie, are you living down in Texas, or are you just visiting, or what's going on with you?
I'm down here outside of west side of Houston, a little town called Katy.
You're going the wrong direction, Eddie Free. You used to live in Washington, D.C. the last time you called the show. Now you've moved to Texas. You should be in New Hampshire.
He's slightly more free in Texas, but yeah.
Yeah, a little bit better than D.C., I imagine.
Yeah, I'm a lot better than D.C., but my heart is in Texas, and the other half of it is definitely up there in the Shire.
So why Texas? I mean, this is a big place. There's, what, 26 million people living there or something like that?
Yeah, just with work.
Okay.
Houston, there's a lot of Houston kind of holds out a little better than the rest of the country as far as the economy.
That is true.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Well, the economy in New Hampshire is actually very good. It's the best, from what I understand, in the Northeast. Unemployment is very low here compared to a lot of states. And, of course, there's not as many, you know, government regulations. James Cleveland is also known as Robin Hood. Of Keene. He's an entrepreneur, and he says that, you know, the business that he runs, he could never do the way he does in Georgia, where he's from. There's just, it's easier to open a business, he said, from a legal standpoint here in New Hampshire. And New Hampshire isn't even the best state for business. There's a lot of regulations that I think we need to clear up. But, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do here is encourage liberty-minded people to come together into the same place so we can have a greater effect on the political system. And that's actually happening here, where liberty-minded folks who would probably best be described as anarchists or voluntarists or, you know, hardcore libertarians are actually getting elected to office. And there are more than 15 of them who are currently elected right now at the state house. And I'm only talking about free staters. If you include all the New Hampshire natives who care about freedom, mm-hmm. there are even more of them in the state house. So if you're looking for political success for the liberty movement, look no further than New Hampshire. It's a lot easier to drive from Keene to the state capital than to drive to the state capital from most of the places in Texas. It's just not even possible. That place is so big. You couldn't possibly.
And you certainly wouldn't get the access that you get here.
No way. No. Yeah, you can actually talk to these politicians and they know who you are. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
you'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.